Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we go behind the words, beyond the goal, it is the journey, the learning from the yearning which enriches us. And this quote is from our very own Peter M. Fellows. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, so everyone has goals. And the idea is that when you reach those goals, things will be better. And to get that goal, you undertake some sort of a journey. Rick and Frank and I have a goal, and that is to build your online peer coaching community, The Source, into a self-perpetuating, ever-expanding source of empowerment for people. And the journey to that goal has been and continues to be incredibly enriching and, well, to be honest, fun. So beyond the goal, it is indeed the journey which is enriching. Going to talk more about that there idea in just a few moments. So hold on to your horses, partners, and cool your heels, because I'll be right back. Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, how about you?
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. This quotation is from chapter 64 of the Tao Te Ching, the famous book of change ascribed to the Chinese master Lao Tzu. He has been seen as the founding father of Taoism. This quote is related to the well-known statement of a contemporary British-American philosopher called P.M. Fellows, beyond the goal is a journey, the learning from the journey, which is enriching us. Why? Your journey starts with the first steps, but where are you going to? Do you have a goal? Do you need a goal? I doubt it. Well, do you want to know more? Stay tuned.
Thank you, Frank. Great stuff. So this is what I'll be sharing. Back in 1995, one of my good Wall Street buddies and coworkers, Frank LaManna, always used to say this quote, "Ricky, wanting is more pleasing than having." He said it every day. It seems that human nature has conditioned us to prioritize the ongoing hunt as more crucial to our survival than the actual kill. I'll explain why in a moment. All right, Peter, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, okay. I think you're right about that thing, because I do remember research saying anticipation is at least as exciting as actually getting what you want. Well, you can accomplish a ton of things on your to-do list, and there is a certain satisfaction in checking those things off. Yeah, I did that one. But it doesn't always provide you with fulfillment beyond that. I remember a fellow saying that he had 7 years experience on the job, and someone else told me, no, he has 1 year of experience. He just keeps repeating it. When what you're trying to accomplish, whether for an employee, client, friend, or for yourself, stops having significance for yourself, both the journey and the goal suffer. And it becomes what we call going through the motions. And I suspect it's that way for many people, because I see so many references to people dreading Monday, the start of the work week, acknowledging Wednesday as the hump day, we're almost over it, and then celebrating, thank goodness it is Friday. Maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe the discontent that they feel is a clear sign that they need to do something else. You know the old saying, if you don't change the direction you're headed in, then you're likely to end up where you're going. For years, I have with my wife Jeannie made a trip to from Mamaroneck, New York to Ottawa, Canada to celebrate their October Thanksgiving. And for years, I was really uptight about the whole trip. My goal was to get there as soon as possible. So I would be really uptight about how much time I or Jeannie was taking or wasting getting ready to leave in the morning. And then I'd be uptight about how fast the traffic was moving or not moving. And then I'd begrudgingly stop for washroom, food, and fuel and be uptight about how much time that was taking. And although I enjoyed our visits, the goal, I began to dread the trip to the goal, the journey. And then 1 year, when Dobby, my brain, was getting started on how horrible this trip was going to be, Pathfinder, my non-conscious mind, suggested, what would happen if you just decided that you don't care? if you arrive an hour later? What if you just decided to make the journey more enjoyable for Jeannie, taking your time at stops? And it was a ridiculous idea because it's such a simple concept, but it was tremendously freeing and removed all the stress. Now, on weekday mornings, Jeannie and I get our six-year-old granddaughter and three-year-old grandson up and ready for school. And if you know kids, you know that the goal of getting them out of the house on time is, well, like catching piglets in the muddy pond. It's really hard to do. But I don't find it so, because with mindful pathfinding, I just go along with the flow instead of resisting it. My goal remains the same, but I accept everything that happens. I bring it in and simply gently direct it to the next step of the journey. It's way easier. And Pathfinder is holistic when she offers the path. Sure, letting the child try to do something on their own is slower than me just doing it, but they'll get more from trying than from me doing everything. And that's good for them, for me, and for me in the future. When someone comes into the hardware store where I work 3 days a week, they may have one goal. They want me to solve their problem, but I don't see myself as the problem solver. I see myself as the collaborator. And having that attitude coaxes their Dobby to relax and let their Pathfinder come out and supply ideas on solving the problem. And when this works, and it often does, they leave feeling empowered. And that is the significance that I get in working at that place. And the mini journey I take with each new person to reach my goal of empowering them teaches me new things along the way. So about that shared goal of Rick, Frank and I building the source into a self-perpetuating, ever-expanding community that empowers everyone who makes use of it. Well, I was watching the movie, The Social Network, about the beginning of Facebook. It's a really cool movie. I recommend it. And the team was working night and day on coding, and they were constantly overwhelmed, and they were stressed out and bickering because, of course, it's a drama, and they have to make it dramatic. Well, I have the great fortune to be doing this with two guys who don't believe that you have to become a monomaniac with a mission in order to create something great. It's not that we're lazy. If you know Frank or Rick, you'd never call them that. It's more like from the beginning, we decided that whatever we did had to be sustainable. The journey itself had to be something which nurtured us and which we enjoyed and which was rewarding because we intend to go the distance. And it was only a matter of, it's also a matter of integrity. We want to model what we're sharing with you. Startup ventures of this sort are notorious for drama. The story of our startup venture would be more like three guys on a road trip where every obstacle is just a puzzle to enjoy and every problem is a new gift to unwrap. Oh, what's in this one? There's a tremendous learning curve going on as we build the source, and there are endless succession of logistics and things to work out. But it's all grist for the mill, and it's all invaluable to us because each of us approaches this journey from our own unique perspective, and that's how we know that what we're sharing with you actually works. Rick?
Wow. Beautiful, Peter. Thank you. Great stuff. Frank, how about you? What do you got?
Because I have no goals, I cannot lose track. I read somewhere. Until today, it resonates with me. It somehow relaxes me, but also makes me wonder how to live a life without goals. The idea of having concrete, achievable goals seem to be deeply ingrained in our culture. Looking at myself, my clients and students, we are marinated in it. It is a prerequisite to be successful. Oh yeah, successful. What would life be without this one word, success? Well, many people have written libraries of books about it. I think for many people, it would be worthless. Reading all about the personal and social misery there is in the world, the failure and the losers, the fear of not being able to put your life together. Is it because people have too many goals, or the wrong goals, or no goals at all? Or if they have, are they not SMART, smart defined, specific, measurable, sure, how much you get, achievable, you can do it, realistic, maybe, time-based, get it done today. You recognize something about this? I think so. This might be the case. Then look at kids for a moment. They play with whatever they have, a stick, a ball, you name it. They are creative. Do they have a goal? A smart objective? I don't think so. They play to just make something with their, for example, Lego bricks, unless there is a box with bricks with which you can build a castle, as the picture shows on the box. The goal is to build the castle. They create it, but they are not creative. They build it, but they're not creative. Without a plan, a roadmap, you become creative. Real innovation is based on this principle. You play, you experiment, you learn by doing. You might say you will never get anywhere unless you know where you're going, unless there is a plan of some sort. Is that true? I doubt it. Okay, but suppose I would say to you, just go to the end of the trail and take it from there. Are you able to do this? Are you willing to do this? It's a choice. Being curious, experimenting, discovery, that's the journey. You will learn some unexpected things, for sure. You will end up in surprising places, for sure. Do you want that? Think about it. Beyond the goal is the journey, the learning from the yearning, which enriches us, as PM Fellow says. Meanwhile, you do some daily activities. Bringing the kids to school, running some errands, go to the office, visit a friend, for instance, whatever. Practical stuff based on planning and routines that are also based on goals? Oh, planning my holiday and wedding is something else, you might say. Is it? Think about it. Without having a goal, what do you do then, Frank? Lay around with a goal on the couch all day, sleeping and watching television or YouTube clips, whatever. No. You find your passion, you find out where you're passionate about, you really love, and do it. Just because you don't have goals, it doesn't mean you're doing nothing. You look, you listen, you feel, you play, you create, you make, you experiment, you do. In doing so, you embrace the moment, and that's the key. You live in the present, in the eternal now. Yes, and as my friend Peter will say, you're a mindful pathfinder will help you out. That's true. Having no goals sets you free. Yes, free, sets you free. In fact, look at the goals you have set until now. By the way, were they yours or someone else's? Also interesting to think about. The stepping stones, the touch point, the milestones, the journeys, you know, they're all over the place, in marketing, sales, whatever it is. Did they help you to reach what you really want? Truly? Did it truly motivate you, by the way? Or even better, did it inspire you? Did it give you a feeling of being in flow? Or were they a burden? So you start to procrastinate it. And, well, maybe even worse. Living beyond the goal and enjoying the road trip is to where, living beyond a goal and enjoying the road trip to where it leads is for many of us a big challenge. It's a road ahead that you create yourself with the intuition, your passions, your talents, as your GSP. Nature doesn't have a goal. It simply is. Did you ever heard a tree asking another tree, well, it's autumn, what shall we do today? Well, I dropped my leaves. Yes, it's not good. No, I wait for next week. No, I have to save some for later. I think it isn't the case. So are you. It's natural. Play with it and enjoy the ride. Rick, what are your ideas about this topic?
Ooh, great stuff, Frank. Wow. So here's what I want to share with you today. Over centuries, we've become programmed by our basic survival needs to be able to sustain the search for food or we die. Simple. We eat and we survive to hunt again tomorrow. Funny, not much has changed. We are, however, putting a pretty face on this behavior. Some call it a podcast or a spa, a class or a community. The more spiritual among us even go as far as to label it a safe haven or space to learn, grow, and connect. But if you peel back the layers, man's search for meaning is still rooted in basic survival. This journey regularly returns us to our primitive self, focusing on the hunt for whatever it is we feel we need or we want at that moment. And that ensures that this wondrous journey is the element that is truly safe, for it goes on forever, it can be seen as the road ahead. Peter, final thoughts?
Very good. Very good. The road ahead. We want you to be successful, but I have to tell you that no matter how great your accomplishment, you can always level it up when you focus on the significance of achieving your goal in a way that benefits others as well as yourself. And that's why it's so invaluable to act as a peer coach for others here at thesource123.com. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Frank, your final thoughts?
Well, Frank, nicely put your thoughts about having no goal. But tell me, how do I make a living? Well, it's an interesting question. My answer is find your talents and the things you are really, really passionate about. Experiment. How do kids do that? They start playing. Yeah. And when we get older, we unlearn playing. And later on, you go to a lot of courses to learn to play again. Interesting, isn't it? So you experiment, feel, listen, look, think. And hopefully you are already doing this. As I've said, the idea of having a concrete of achievable goals seem to be deeply ingrained in our culture. Kicking the habit of goal setting is a gradual process and not a goal as such. You must become very self-aware, and what is helping is asking yourself this question. What extremely small step can I take to enjoy this moment right now to the fullest? What extremely small step can you take to enjoy this moment right now to the fullest? To quote Lao Tse again, a good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent to arrive. Enjoy the road ahead. If you love what you're hearing here, check out what we're building for you at The Source, our online peer coaching community at thesource123.com. And as always, what you think about, you think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day, and let's meet on the road. Ciao.
Very nice, Frank. Thank you. So here's my final thoughts. When we fully accept our inner yearning, our insatiable desire for the next thing, we see each small step as meaningful, all equal parts of our individual life dance. They provide the roadmap of our existence. I'm so grateful to have the cafe for a welcomed stop along the way with you. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us one golden nugget you got today, and go check out The Source at thesource123.com. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.